afternoon. Welcome to live coverage of Championship Night at the 2024 UK Healthcare KHSAA Boys Basketball Sweet 16. I'm Carl Nathy, and you're tuned to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. On Wednesday morning, we began this 106th Kentucky Championship Basketball Tournament with 16 schools hoping to bring home the coveted trophy. Now we're down to two teams, the Region 13 champions, the Harlan County Black Bears, and the Region 2 champs, the Lyon County Lions. Mr. Basketball for 2024, Travis Perry leads Lyon County, while All-Stater Trent Noah keys things for Harlan County. Calling the action for us tonight, the play-by-play voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre, with two-time national championship member of the Kentucky Wildcats, Cameron Mills, providing color and expert analysis. Greg will interview the respective head coaches and bring us their pregame thoughts after a brief timeout. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef top sirloin steak is specially priced for only $6.99 a pound. DiGiorno rising crust or classic thin pizza is just $6. And two large 48-ounce cartons of Our Family premium ice cream, only $7. That's right, two cartons, just $7. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
This Sweet 16 broadcast, a service of Allen's IGA.
Ryan Perry, head coach of Lyon County. You have a 9-point win in the semifinals over a team in Great Crossing, number one in the state, had lost in 84 days, and I thought on the defensive end, that's where you guys really won it.
Yeah, I was really happy with our defensive effort. You know, our guys, from the tip, I felt like we were super, super competitive in the game, and we were really trying to execute our game plan. We were trying to, you know, be physical with Malachi and try to keep him out of the lane. He got a few dunks or putbacks early over us, but for the most part, I feel like we did a pretty good job on him. You know, it's just a real good effort from our guys. That's a great team over there. To be able to play with those guys is a big accomplishment in itself. You know, they've got a very, very good team, very, very good coaching staff. So they're, you know, we were happy just to be on the same court with those guys. But I was really proud of our guys, the way they pushed through and was able to get the win.
It's one game now, over 32 minutes, but think about way, way back when Brady Shoulders and your son started playing together, I understand, in second grade, and you build towards this. When did it come into your mind, we've got something here?
Well, it's just really cool. You know, like last year, I felt like we thought we had a good enough team to make it to the championship game. I don't know if we could have beat Warren Central or not, but I felt like we could get there, and we lost a little bit early. But after that, you know, I just knew with these guys coming back and the leadership, with those three kids, Reddick and Perry and Shoulders, playing together since the second grade, like there's such good camaraderie with those guys, and they know where each other's going to be on the court and all that kind of stuff. And our sophomores really were kind of showing some signs that they were buying in and really, really improving. And, you know, I thought at the beginning of the season that this might be a potential for our team, and the season continued to go. like I wanted it to go, and we continued to get better and play together, and our team's been in such a good headspace, like, you know, no animosity amongst anybody on the team, just a great team to be a part of. So, you know, I felt like it was something special there midway through the season to the end of the season. And but the scary thing is it can end any night. Like you, in the regional tournament, somebody has a hot shooting night, it's over. You know, so the stars really have to align to be able to get to this point. So we're thankful for the opportunity and feel blessed to be here.
You won by three over them in December of last season in the King of the Bluegrass. Either team going to take anything away from that? Because when I looked at the scores, the two guys that lead both teams led them in that game.
You know, I think you can throw all that stuff out the window. Tonight's going to be two good teams going at it. I mean, you know, two of not your traditional powerhouse schools going at it. It means a whole lot to all these players, all these coaches, all these fans that are driving up here to watch the game. It's going to be pretty special in that arena tonight. And to be a part of it is going to be really cool. But I don't think if we played 10 times this year that you'd be able to take anything out of what's going to happen tonight. I think it's going to be two teams with a lot of heart that are going to be playing the right way. They're going to leave everything on the floor tonight. There's going to be crawling, digging, clawing, everything on the court tonight to try to win this championship. So, you know, this is a great team we're getting ready to play, and they've got a great player in Trent Noah. Maddox Huff's a really good player, too. I mean, they've got a good team. And so I think it's going to be a lot of fun for these two teams to go at it tonight.
Okay. I know the fans have enjoyed it. Enjoy it, win or lose tonight.
Absolutely, we will. We're proud of these guys. No matter what happens in this game tonight, they're not defined by that. They've had a remarkable career, and we're proud of them. And couldn't be any more proud of them.
Ryan Perry, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's a Lyon County take. We'll go to the other side after this on the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit TheDairyAlliance.com. TheDairyAlliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Kyle Jones, head coach of Harlan County, had to play an overtime game, come from 16 down last night, emotional game, and then you play today. Your guys have played, Noah, 99 of 100 minutes, Huff, all 100. You said after that game earlier today, it's going to be all heart and determination.
Yeah, that's what it's going to come down to today. Hopefully the adrenaline will kick in and we can fight through one more. It's going to be tough, but, you know, I trust our guys.
You
talked about the pack line defense and how it's worked. Can it work as you sag a little bit against this team who hasn't shot it that well from three, but you know they can, and they started it heated up earlier today?
Yeah, we'll start out doing some of that. You know, we'll make adjustments as always as we go, but you know, we're going to try to limit clean catches for Perry as much as possible.
You played them in the King of the Bluegrass last season in December. Anything you can take from that game to this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the same team for both teams. We both live about the same kind of stuff, and it's a quick turnaround when you play like that. You don't have a lot of time to prepare, scout, but you know, we're going to do the best we can.
Trent Noah has been phenomenal. What do you think the opposition's going to do today to try to slow him down?
Well, I'm sure I bet 100% Shoulders will be guarding him. He did when we played him at the King of the Bluegrass. You know, he'll try to be physical with him like everybody else has. But, we got to have other guys, like I said today, make plays besides him.
Final message to your team before you hit the floor and tip it off.
Enjoy yourself.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
That is the coach of Harlan County. We'll be back to have more after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump & Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump & Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Spring has sprung at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. Kennebec and red Pontiac potatoes, sweet Spanish yellow and red onions, any and all kinds of garden supplies. We still have Somerset pellets for your stove on these cold mornings. Even a great selection of ice cream for these hot days. And don't forget, Ace Wild Bird Seed is 2 for $22. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware.
By Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. By Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel. And by Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? For the 106th time, we decide a state champion in prep basketball in Kentucky. We welcome you inside Rupp Arena for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. We are down to two. It'll be Lyon County, 34-3, winners of 15 in a row against the Black Bears of Harlan County, winners of 11 in a row and 32-4. Lyon County narrowly beating Ashland Blazer in the opening round, 45-43. Thrashing Adair County, 80-65 on Friday afternoon in the quarters. And then rolling by Great Crossing, the preseason favorite and the tournament favorite, giving them their first loss against the Kentucky team earlier today, 58-49. For Harlan County, a 67-59 win to dethrone the previous champion of this tournament, Warren Central. Then a scintillating
It'll be talked about for years. Overtime win. Harlan County knocking off Campbell County 85-70, coming from 16 down as their star scored 48 points. And then today, in a grinded-out game that was played not long ago, 55-47 over Evangel Christian. That brings us to the Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups. First of all, for Harlan County, the shooting guard, Trent Noah. What a game and what a tournament he's had. In the tournament, averaging 37.3 points a game and 10 rebounds. The point guard, Maddox Huff, his cousin, 6'2 junior, he's averaging 17.3 in tournament play. Reggie Cottrell is in the guard position as well. He's averaging 6.3 through three tournament games. The other two guys, they play their roles to start as well in Caleb Johnson and J.C. Carter. Now for Lyon County, their Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineup will be led by Jack Rennick, the point guard. He is averaging 8 points in tournament play, 14.8. Coming into the tournament, he's had 14 assists, 5 turnovers. Travis Perry at guard, Kentucky Mr. Basketball, 29.5 his season average, 20.3 in tournament play. Also at guard, Bray Kirk, averaging 9.3 in tournament play, second to rebounding at 5.3. Down low, Brady Shoulders, 6'6 senior, 12 in tournament play and a team leading 6.7 rebounds. And also at forward is Lucas Breedlove in tournament play, 3.3 as average. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. I'm Greg Stottlemyre, privileged to be on the call of the title game and to work alongside Cameron Mills, who's been in this tournament and has gotten to this point in the tournament. And that'll bring us, from a guy that knows about it, the Southland Dairy Farmers nutrients of the game. What's it going to take?
Well, number one, calm your nerves. I mean, all this hype that we're going through right now, the long introductions, this is all different. It's getting them out of their routine. So just kind of go back. They'll get a little more time to warm up here. So get warmed up, get going, and just start focusing on what you as an individual and you as a team have to do. That goes for both teams. Then let's just talk about the big guns for both teams. Number 11 for Lyon County, Travis Perry. And then number 2 for Harlan County, Trent Noah. It's going to be, to some degree, on their shoulders, as well as number 22, Brady Shoulders for Lyon County, and Maddox Huff, number 3 for Harlan. But they're not just two-man bands. You've got that Reddick, Breedlove, and Kirk for Lyon, and Cottrell, Carter, and Johnson. So the big guns, they've showed up so far in this tournament, but it's those other guys that have to show up for a championship.
So Southland Dairy Farmers, nutrients of the game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast, and we will name them. Here's the number to remember, and it's an amazing number. 9,144 points. That is how much the two stars combined have scored in their high school careers. That is beyond amazing, is it not?
I mean, did anyone ever think that King Kelly Coleman's record would be broken, much less by what, 800 so far?
He's
about
just,
something like that.
He's going well beyond King Kelly Coleman. We can give you all those numbers as we move through this game. I've got so many stats about these two guys. Buckle up your seatbelt, folks, if you like numbers. Kyle Lovett, to referee. It's an honor for him and his crew. Tyler Wimpson, umpire 1. William Reed, J.R. Reed, umpire 2. Jeff Baker is just in front of us as the alternate, as it is basketball time here in the Bluegrass State.
As talented as Perry and Noah are, as great as shooters as they are, just overall basketball players they are, they're smart players. They play. You see few mistakes. You see them thinking one or two steps ahead, and I think that's what makes them special. Obviously, their talent. Obviously, their shooting. But they're smart basketball players. So if you like shooting, buckle up. If you like scoring, buckle up. But if you like smart, good basketball, that's going to be here too.
Basketball in the air. The tip goes to Lyon County in the white uniforms with purple and gold. The Black Bears in black uniforms with red and black. Left wing 3. No good. Long kick off the Reddick miss. Rebound by Noah, who's got a double-double going in this tournament. And Noah had it tipped away from behind and a snatch by Perry. Perry coming up front. Goes out high left. He's had a good game. That's 8 steals in this tournament. Gets to the goal. Misses the shot. Second rebound for the guy wearing two in black in Noah. Noah headed to South Carolina. Perry has committed inside with Kentucky. Now the ball in the hands of Huff. Huff goes left into the corner to Noah. Three way short. Got to worry about those tired legs. He has not missed many. He's been in the mid-60s from three. They didn't play long ago. Got out of the arena about 4 o'clock today. Wrap around, another miss by Shoulders. Offensive rebound. They've missed a bunch of them inside. And the second follow, no good as well. Long throw and tipped away. Good hustle back defensively in transition. And the tip away out of bounds by Jack Reddick.
I'm glad you brought up the legs. Obviously, you heard Harlan County's coach mention it before. They did get out of here late. Had to be back in this arena, what, a couple hours later to prepare for this one. But who is going to succumb to that mental fatigue and physical fatigue first?
Huff almost threw it away, and then when he got it to Carter, he grabbed it, lost it, then took a step. Another turnover. Shaky start.
Say, maybe what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, Lyon County 0 for 4, and already two turnovers on Harlan County.
Of course, it may be just the nerves of being on this stage.
Lyon County trying to become just the fifth Class A team to win a state championship. Perry careful, not one to gun one. Comes around high right to Reddick, who's had a great tournament of point guard. He drives on Cottrell to the foul line. Cottrell leaves his feet, and then Noah made him come down with it without blocking it, really, and then it was thrown out of bounds.
Well, I think Johnson even came over the top and got his hand on the ball as he was kind of going to go up for his second attempt.
Here comes Huff. Noah's the first cousin of Huff, and Huff hit the three. He had been shooting well. He was 4 of 18 in the first three games. That one pure 3-0 Black Bears. 2 minutes almost gone. Perry steps back, doesn't take it. Baseline left, Kirk. Kirk bounces it in the lane. Ball drop, picked up, stolen by Huff, who just hit the three. Huff with a black headband on. Fires it low to a guy that cut left to right, unabated under the goal. Caleb Johnson scored, and it's 5-0 Harlan County.
A great fast pass that time by Huff.
Huff with the assist, his 14th of the tournament. Perry fakes out the defender and buries it. He went to the right, paused, let the defender go by. 5-3 Harlan County. High left back from Johnson to Huff. Huff to Noah, and a little over-the-back tip foul into the body of the intended receiver, and the foul called on Jack Reddick.
At this point in the season, Trent Noah's just got to expect fouls.
And he's been to the foul line a lot in this tournament. Draws it and hits him.
18 in the last game.
Yeah, one of the best foul shooters in the state of Kentucky. Here's Huff, pop passing up a three, now on the slide left, shoot it again, miss, but an offensive rebound. And then away from where the rebounder came down with it, Johnson, another Lyon County player, pushed, and it's going to be on Brady Shoulders, his first. Trigger out under his own basket for Maddox Huff, a junior. 4.0 GPA, inside miss, but stolen away by Noah, put it back up, missed it again. Ball tipped away by Huff. And then through the traffic, here comes Kirk, stolen at half court. Stolen by Johnson. Johnson to Noah. Guarded by Perry. Top two scorers in this tournament. Holding the ball, nobody on him, J.C. Carter. Carter got it out to Huff, who hit the three to open the scoring account. Huff goes left, tipped away, but into the hands of Carter, his teammate. In a double team, he had it ripped away by Perry. And then Carter came back and fouled him.
Well, Lyon County in that 1-2-2, I think they're dropping the point on that, but they're trapping the corners, especially the on the baseline. As soon as that ball goes down there, dribbled or passed, they're sending two guys at it.
5-3 Harlan County. Been a shaky start for both teams. The nerves, the wear and tear of playing through this 16-team tournament. Three turnovers on each, 2 of 6 shooting Harlan County, 1 of 5 Lyon County. Just wait. It's like Mama putting the soup beans on. It'll warm up here pretty soon. Down on the baseline, Shoulders, he threw it away, but Noah tried to collect it and go the other way and ran out of real estate. And it'll be another chance for Lyon County down two.
Didn't get the steal, but did get the deflection. I know that's not an official stat, but those are the kind of stats So they're not kept. They matter.
Coaches keep them. Coaches talk about deflections all the time. Perry drives, extra step, throws it into the corner, fake the defender out, and then a long miss shot, and Noah had the rebound, but it's ripped away from him. Out to Perry. He's way off air balling.
He rushed that one a little bit.
Yep, they got the offensive rebound and a bat back to Reddick. Both teams tight. Cottrell on Perry. Perry goes left, gets it over to the shooter out of the corner, and it is goodbye Reddick, and the new leader in this game as Reddick knocks it down. 6-5, Lyon County. Huff, high left, Johnson back to Huff. Now Noah. Noah had that 48-point game last night here to lead him on a monumental comeback. College level 3, no. So Noah's been off target now four straight times. Two of them three-pointers. They rush it up court. Deep left corner. Perry circle foul line dribbling. Back it away as he is shadowed defensively by Johnson. Travis Perry, the coach's son, flips it over to the left side to Reddick. Back to Perry. Both going to college. Reddick to FGCU in Florida. Perry to the foul line. Defender leaves his feet. 13-footer as he steps in. Good. 5 for Kentucky, Mr. Basketball. And it is an 8-0 run by Lyon County after they fell down 5-0. Scoring drought of 2.5 minutes. Noah says, hello, I'm here. The alarm clock has gone off, and with that three-pointer, he has tied Chris Lofton of Mesa County for the most threes by a player in a state tournament. And Perry slaps his hands together as he thought the defender was, or the receiver was going to be out there. Reddick says, my fault, as Perry threw a wing and nobody was there. It is 8-8, 2:43, first quarter. When we return on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump & Shop. Return, refresh, refuel. This Lyon County team is part of a close-knit community in Eddyville. One example, Tom Royaker, a retired military man and exercise expert, helps train the Lions players with a rigorous fitness program to get and keep them in tip-top condition. This being the fourth game since Wednesday for both of these teams, second game of the day, conditioning could prove to be a huge factor. That's the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report.
Lyon County played 1:30 Wednesday, 1:30 Friday, 11 o'clock today. 11 o'clock Thursday, 6 Friday, 1:30 today. For the team with the ball now, Hartland County. Cottrell goes left. They hack at him. Can't get it. Over to Huff. Good look at a three. Missed it. Noah goes after the rebound. Tipped it out of the hands of Perry. Perry wanted a foul. He is yelling at the official saying Noah went over his back. Well, you see the fight in these two guys, can't you?
I mean, at this point, what's left to leave out there?
Got to empty your tank, and they will.
Yes.
Nerves, opportunity, baseline, left shoulders, bounces it through the lane. Breedlove dropped it, got it back, turns, misses. Noah had a touch, Breedlove the rebound, and we had a back up a foul. And they called it on a reach on Maddoxon Huff. Maddox Huff got his first.
Sorry, it's the fourth offensive rebound by Lyon County. Overall, 8-4 total rebounds in favor of Lyon County.
That's how they beat Great Crossing. They just got to the rebounds, the 50-50 balls, as you talk about, and And most of those went to Lyon County earlier today.
And getting those rebounds, those 50-50 balls, Lyon County, I would say, Great Crossing certainly would have the size on Lyon County, maybe even the athleticism on them, but yet Lyon County with the grit.
Breedlove hit them both. Those are his first two foul shots of the tournament. Lyon County shooting over 71% from the foul line through three games plus. Good low post pass to Noah. He waited for Perry to leave his feet and banked it in. They found the opening there. Five for both stars in this game so far. We're tied at 10. Left wing three, quickly shot in, quickly down it goes for Jack Reddick, who's hit a pair. Had been a big score in this tournament, been assist man, but he's on fire tonight. Huff drives into a double team, is down, team down 3 minute 30 to go, and it's stripped away as he gave it to Carter and stole it. Here comes Perry. Travis Perry, stop and go, step back three, splash. Eight for Perry. Biggest lead of the day, Lyon County at six. That step back or that move one way or the other is epic.
Just a little shake and bake, both he and Noah have it. In space, a little shake and bake and just jam into your defender and step back three.
Brody Napier has come in. They get it over to Huff. Back to Napier. Rises high to get it. Three ball. Need it. Can't get it. Follows his own miss, but the rebound ripped away from him by Breedlove. And then on the outlet, he got it out to his teammate, and Cottrell ran in to the receiver, Brady Shoulders.
Cottrell's got great hands. He's gotten some big turnovers, or excuse me, some big steals in this tournament. Maybe that time he reacted as though he didn't think he should have been called for the foul, but still 90 feet from his basket.
Reddick and Perry back-to-back threes to break a 10-0 deadlock, and they've got the ball, trying to put some separation on them and the Black Bears. Black Bears fell down second half, 16 on two occasions, but came back and won over Campbell County. It'll be tough to do that if you get in that situation here. Shoulders standing in the UK symbol, moving to the left, guarded tightly, handoff to Reddick, who's had a great first quarter. 20 to play in the first. They lead by six and looking for more. Reddick with a count on, he better hurry off to Perry. Got the reception, took a step and put the dribble down, 10 to shoot. Cotrelloni off to Reddick, drive the paint, floating fire from 13, count it. 8-0 run from half court. Huff puts it up, got a chance off the top right of the backboard, and after eight, an 8-point lead for Lyon County with eight in a row, 18-10, here on the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
And 13 shooting for Lyon County. They scored 8 in a row over the last minute 40. Meanwhile, the dry spell since the 156 mark when Harlan County tied it at 10. They're being out-rebounded by 5. Both teams have made 4 turnovers. Harlan County just 2 of 7 from 3, and they've been shooting the ball in the tournament very well at 35%. They get the ball, take out second quarter. Quarter right, the reserve Napier out to Huff.
Missed the three off the left wing. Cottrell offensive rebound. He'll drive into contact. Put it up. Not enough to draw the foul. Got his own rebound and put it in. Reggie Cottrell.
Cottrell's just that player that he is just always on the court where he needs to be at the right time.
6'2", kind of leaping guard. Here's Perry with an early eight, a pair of threes. All-time leading scorer in Kentucky. Off the shoulders. Back to Perry. Now Perry hunting a shot. Goes left of the lane from 13. Back iron, no. Rebound by the reserve Napier at 6 feet. Up to Noah. Down the near side to his cousin Huff. Back to Noah. Driving through a gap. Into contact. Lays it up and in with the left hand.
Nice little shield with his right shoulder. Nice kind of little baby hook layup with his left.
7 for Noah. He can go with both hands, can't he?
I mean, it's what you forget about him because of his three-point shooting ability. It's just his shooting ability. But he's 6'6". He's one of the tallest players on the court. He and Brady's shoulders look like they're about the same height.
Here is Perry spinning. Blocked by Noah. Good battle. Back into him, scored it on the rebound, and back to the goal.
Like the way Shoulders stayed with that time. Got it pitched back in his face, stayed with it, pounded it back in.
Noah steps into a three, front rim just a little bit short, and Cottrell knocked down the rebound or hit hard. And Kirk, I think he didn't like the call because he thought he had all ball.
Yeah. Well, something interesting here. So Noah now 1 of 4 from the three-point line, and that one specifically short. Now, may not matter because either one of these teams can turn around their three-point shooting in a couple of possessions. They're just that good at it. But right now, leading score for Harlan County.
1 for 4 from three in the first three games, 16 of 25. Perry behind the back. Feeds it to right wing to an open shooter. He drew a triple team, and the new reserve in, Isaac Defew, who's been big off the bench, hit it. And it's back to an eight-point game. After four in a row scored by Harlan County. Pass out here on the left side, Johnson. Now Noah, guarded by Perry. They're in the man-to-man. Let's see if they're in man-to-man. It looks like they are. Yeah, they are. Noah, Huff. Huff between the rings. Pink shoes on. Ball deflected out. Perry. Perry looks like he's got a little more gas in his tank. He's ready to go.
He definitely does. And just the way with his dribble moves, again, his defense, and really for the whole Lyon County team defensively, they're just getting their hands in the passing lanes and getting their hands on balls.
Little knee stuck out. Reddick didn't like the call. Huff kind of hooked a little bit. That's what Reddick telling the official, but I agree with the official. I saw the knee in first and then the hook. Second on Reddick. You got to watch that out. Perry falls. He wanted to draw Fallon Huff. Didn't get it. Good find in the lane. Short shot from eight. Missed. Rebound by Napier for a moment, but Perry comes out of there. Perry hunting. Nobody guards him. Shoots the three. Drills it. And we got a foul underneath after the ball was in the air. And the head coach of Harlan County wanting the basket not to be counted, but that ball was in the air, and they give him the three. 13 on Perry.
He got the foul I think he wanted. But, yeah, that wasn't even close. That ball was in the air when the foul occurred.
11-point lead for Lyon County, 25-12. The foul, by the way, was on Defew. Isaac Defew, his first. Here's Huff. Cottrell falls down away from the ball. Huff, 10-footer, forced it. Way long.
It's coming like a soccer match out here.
Rebound by Kirk coming forecourt. Kirk leaves
everywhere.
It off for Perry. Perry is just in a flow now. Great dribbler. Left side, shoulders. He hit it. Lyon County hearing him roar all the way down to Eddyville KY. They have doubled up. Harlan County, 28-14. This game was tied at 10. Since then, it's an 18-4 blitzkrieg.
Well, I mean, you mentioned at the start of the broadcast, legs, legs, legs. How much of the fatigue factor is going to enter into it? And it just looks right now, one team looks fresh as daisies. Harlan County doesn't. They just look like they're dragging a little bit. Noah, especially on his three, leaving a couple of his three-point shots short.
Star Hairs KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. Salutes Lyon County's Ty Rogers. In his six-year career, Rogers tallied 3,300 points. The class valedictorian averaged 32.3 points a game. The senior season, then he took his sharp shooting skills to Western Kentucky, where he won an ESPY. Roberts Insurance congratulates Lyon County's Ty Rogers, a member of the Dahl Hares KHSA Hall of Fame class of 2024. Ty Rogers was passed by his legendary youngin' in Travis Perry, and Perry zoomed by him and is now into this game at 5,454 points. Let's update it. 5,467. Nobody has scored more in the history of Kentucky basketball. 18-4 run, 6-9 shooting on one side from three, 10 of 19 overall for Lyon County. And Harlan County, 6 of 18, 2 of 9 from three. They've been out-rebounded by three. A make it by six.
I think that's one of the big ones right now is the rebounding advantage that Lyon County has had or enjoys at this moment. Perry also 11 points, 3 of 4 from the three-point line. He's got four assists to go with that.
Huff steps into a three. Finally got that one to go, his second. And he was wide open. He has 10. Make it six for Huff. Noah has seven. 28-17. Boy, did they need that. Perry to answer. Oh, yes, 16.
What a Mr. Basketball in Kentucky ought to do.
Huff passes up the three left side for 20. Second quarter. Been all Lyon County here of late. Feed it to Noah. They've tracked him everywhere. Turning 12-footer. Goodbye, Noah.
I don't know that they were, but, I mean, just the way they were playing Noah that time, it kind of looked like maybe they were in some kind of box and chaser on him.
Noah has nine. Here's Reddick, who hit those two threes early over the shoulders. He'll step into it, trifecta. Way long, backboard, no more. Cottrell the rebound, and then they fouled into Cottrell. And it's going to be on Perry. That'll be...
I didn't see Perry in the play, or at least around the ball. Maybe I just missed him.
Yeah, when the ball went down to the court,
yeah,
somebody hit Cottrell. It must have been Perry, his first. 31-19, Lyon County. Built that lead to 14. Here's Huff. He had it, but he dropped the ball to his knee, and Perry closed out. Now to Cottrell. His three good. He hit the big three in overtime, and they'll come back.
Well, they left him wide open, that zone that Lyon County's in. Those corners, if they're not trapping them, they're wide open, and Cottrell realized it quickly, put it up.
Back to a nine-point game from 14, beginning to heat up. Here's Perry between the rings. Perry loops it to Reddick, right back to Travis from deep.
Got it. Why not?
That was just... the logo. He's feeling it on the biggest stage. Mr. Basketball living up to his hype. 306 first half over to Noah, and over his back trying to defend the entry pass is DeFew, his second. 304 to go. First half of play. Perry has 19 of his team's 34. That's what Noah has been doing. Between Noah and his cousin Huff, they have scored into this game 79 of their team's points in the three tournament wins. Inbounds, nobody guarded the cutter. Carter, they were all looking out there at Noah.
Well, and Harlan County's offensive players were all spread out wide on the half court. Nobody in the middle.
34-24, 10-point lead. Harlan County will not go away. They have the heart of a lion. Inside, shoulders, dunks it. His first two. They were standing so high out, and they couldn't see him. And he went in and smashed it home.
It's one of those things when you've got a shooter like Perry on your team, you got to extend out.
Huff shoots the three. He hit it. Shooting clinic has broken out at Rupp Arena.
Huff has struggled from behind the line overall in this tournament.
Back down to a nine-point game, 36-27.
But 50% in this game so far, hitting three of six.
Came in four of 18 from three. Perry going to shoot another deep one. Missed it. Perry goes tumbling along with the defender, and they got an offensive rebound. Reddick will let it fly. Missed it. Rebound by Huff. Huff through traffic in the forecourt. Off to Noah. Noah guarded by Perry, star against star. Beat a corner, extra left wing pass. Cottrell missed it, goes over the backboard.
You know, one thing Lyon County's been able to do is they've been able to play great defense on this Harlan County team without fouling.
1:47 to go. Period number two, 36-27 Lyon County on the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Our thanks to Clark's Pump and Shop for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel.
18-4 run has put Lyon County up as many as 14, lead by 9. Now let's pause. Station identification, 10 seconds on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on 96.3 FM WIVY Moorhead, sponsored in part by Caskey's Gun and Pawn.
Go over to Carl Nathie for a moment.
Very quickly with the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report, Greg. Kyle Jones, a composed coach in the huddle, last night when they rallied to beat Campbell County, he told his team, chip away, chip away. That's what they're doing right now. Greg?
All right, got it down from 14 to 9. Reddick will bring it up court. Headed to Florida Gulf Coast next year. Been the top rebounder in this tournament in one of their three wins. They have brought Carson Collins in for here in the last minute and a half. Perry stays on the court along with Reddick. Also back in Breedlove, who had a big block today and their win over the top team coming in. And great crossing. Defense won them the game. Out to shoulders. They're going to hold here and milk the clock. I don't know if they'll go all the way down, but try to find a good shot or wait. Here's over to Perry. Catch, collect. Back it up top as he is tracked all the way by Cottrell.
Right now, anything by Perry would be a good shot.
Yeah, he's at 19 points. He's 6 of 10, 5 of 7 from 3. One of his two misses was a heat checker. 50 seconds to go. Leading by 9. Stop and go dribble into the lane. Reddick got it off to the reserve. Collins. Now Perry. No shot clock. Can play this way. Really, I love it in the way you can change the tempo and make the other team work on defense. And they did this to great crossing tremendously. A little sub off there. Reddick didn't like the pressure from Cottrell.
I mean, maybe a questionable call, but here's the thing. With what was it, a minute 15 left to go when Lyon County decided, okay, maybe they're just going to hold it for one. It's hard. No, regardless of what kind of defense, it's so just play your offense. Whatever you did to get this lead, whatever you did to get baskets in, just continue to do that. It just, you put a lot of pressure on these guys when you ask them to stall that much time.
You know, what I saw was Reddick took that arm out and shoved him. Yeah. It was well sold, but I thought it was a foul.
Well, we've seen a lot of bodies flying in this first half of this game.
Here's Hop. 14 seconds to go. This would be a big bucket down 9 if they could get closer. Being down 14, Huff. Right side to Napier. Back
get Ryan
to Huff.
Perry.
He's got
Ryan
a wide
Perry.
Shot. Goes right. Shoots it. Got it. Big turnaround at the end of the first half. From 14, it
Ryan
shrinks
Perry.
To 6.
Lyon County.
And let's go over and we'll find out what they have to say in the Lyon County walk to the locker room. Ryan Perry grabbing a swig of a pop. Getting energized. Looking out at the official, taking another swig. Going to ask the official. He doesn't want to talk to you, Carl. He wants to talk to one of the officials. Here he comes in a moment.
Unfortunately, officials don't want to talk to him.
That's 3 swigs. Shake of the head. And here he comes to Carl. What a game we've had.
Coach Ryan Perry, for the most part, first half was going your way, but they had a rally at the end of that second quarter.
Yeah, we played a pretty good first half, made some shots, didn't play good down the stretch there in the end of the second quarter, made some dumb fouls, and kind of got out of the way we play a little bit. So we got to have to clean that up in the second half for sure.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Ryan Perry, head coach of the Region 2 champs, Lyon County, their third straight appearance in the Sweet 16. They lead 36-30 over Harlan County. We'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Sweet 16 broadcast sponsored in part by Buffalo Wild Wing.
Welcome back into Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center. We're at halftime of the championship game of the 2024 UK Healthcare KHSAA Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Lyon County 36, Harlan County 30 at intermission. And the halftime show is brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Our Kentucky Beef Council protein power rebounder of the first half, Brady Shoulders of Lyon County, 5 rebounds to lead all in that category. Looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. That from the Kentucky Beef Council. And we are pleased to be joined by the director of the University of Kentucky's Markey Cancer Center, the only National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive care center in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, of course, part of UK Healthcare. Dr. Evers, welcome once again. And I wanted to ask you, going back to your high school days, understand you at least played sports. You played baseball at your small school.
Yes, very small school. I did play baseball, first base. I was the tallest kid, so that as a result, I got to play first base.
All right, well, how does one get from being a high school baseball player then going on? Tell us a little bit how you got interested, first of all, in medicine and then in cancer specifically.
Yeah, so there were a number of role models in my very small town, and one was a general surgeon by the name of Dr. Thomas. And he was thought of, I mean, it was just right underneath God, basically. And I wanted to be like him, and I shadowed him when I was in college, and I really admired what he did.
Now, here at the Markey Cancer Center, you came 15 years ago. The first goal was to get UK up to being recognized by the National Cancer Institute with that first rung. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this was a goal coming in. And we really wanted to elevate. I mean, Kentucky, with the state with the highest cancer incidence and mortality, did not have an NCI-designated cancer center at the time. So this was something myself and my colleagues worked very hard to do. It was a very rigorous process, requiring a written application as well as site visitors coming to view the cancer center. But we were fortunate in 2012 and 2013 to achieve that goal.
And now, about a decade later, last fall, we got the NCI Comprehensive Cancer Center designation. And that means a lot. It means better care, but it means better funding, more research.
That's exactly right. And so being a comprehensive cancer center puts us in the top 55, 56 academic cancer centers in the country. And it really means exactly what you said. It means more funding. It means more first-in-human clinical trials, more prevention studies, etc.
All right. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Mark Evers in just a moment. We're at halftime. Lyon County, 36, and Harlan County, 30. And you're listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
County leads Harlan County by 6 in the championship game of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. We'll continue our conversation with Dr. Mark Evers, director of the Markey Cancer Center at the University of Kentucky, in just a moment. Milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. And I don't know if you had any tests like that in your College of Medicine days, Mark, but anyway.
You did very good.
In all seriousness, we got about a minute left.
Yeah.
You've told me before that you are as excited now as you've been in this field for a long time.
Yes.
Attacking cancer. You're as excited now as you've ever been.
Right. Absolutely. So I've been in this field now for a little over 30 years. And it started out, it was somewhat depressing because we didn't have many treatments for cancer patients. Many of them didn't live for 5 years. But within the last 5 years, it's been amazing. The new technologies, the new treatments, being able to precisely treat a patient's cancer based on their mutations has really taken us now to talking about cures for certain cancers.
Well, Dr. Mark Evers, you keep up the good work.
Yes, sir.
The director of the Markey Cancer Center, the only NCI comprehensive designated cancer center in Kentucky. UK Healthcare is the sponsor of this tournament. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, official fuel of Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Back with the second half in just a moment on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital co-pays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Bypass Pawn and JCA Auto Sales.
Carl Nathy courtside with the Region 13 champions coach, Harlan County Black Bears mentor Kyle Jones. And Kyle, you're down by 6 at the half, but hey, you've been down by more than that in this tournament and come back. What do you got to do in the second half?
We got to keep them off the board. They're hurting us on the boards. They're playing a little more physical than we are. You know, they're getting the loose balls. And, you know, we just got to get to 50-50 balls and get on the glass.
What about fatigue? Or do you guys just have to fight through it?
Yeah, I'm not going to make any excuses. It's there, but we're not going to make any excuses about it. We'll be ready to go.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Kyle Jones, the head coach of the Harlan County Black Bears. Region 13 champions, trailing the Region 2 champs from Lyon County. 36-30 here, about 90 seconds away from tip-off for the second half. And to take us home in this wonderful 2024 tournament, I just wanted to get the voice of the Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre and Cameron Mills, who played in this tournament, twice a finalist at Dunbar High School in Lexington, and then, of course, two national championships he was part of as a member of the Kentucky Wildcats. And, gentlemen, what I'm asking is, this almost feels like a shot-in-the-arm comeback week for this tournament. Those that naysay the Sweet 16 in terms of, hey, small schools can't get it done, and, hey, maybe the crowds aren't as big as they used to be. Well, this week, boy, it turned the clock back.
Yeah, we almost had a crowd of 15,000 in one, another one over 14,000 waiting for the numbers to come in. But a good crowd here, the lower bowl field and the upper deck, both behind us and in front of us here. And it was a game of runs. And basketball is a game of runs. After it was tied at 10, an 18-4 run, 14-point lead for Lyon County. They were humming along as Perry had 19 of their 36. Looked like they may put out the Black Bears in the first half. Euthanize them. Didn't do it. 13-5 run by the Harlan County team. And they said, I'm going to euthanize black bears. We're coming back at you, Lions.
Scoring drought for Lyon County, 2 minutes and 44 seconds. The last one coming with that much time left in the second. And Harlan, just again, I said it earlier, how quickly those statistics can reverse or be made up for. Harlan, six of their last seven and a 6-0 run over the last 2:30, in which, as I said, Lyon County did not score.
Before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Off to the second half we go, and it'll be basketball to Lyon County as they have led since breaking away from that 10-10 tie. Here's Perry, almost slipped, maintained the dribble. He's a great ball handler. Off to shoulders, come to meet it ready. Turn to corner, playing with three fouls. Perry out of the corner, no good. Offensive rebound for a moment. And then coming in to get a hand on it, but tipping it out of bounds. It was off the hands of Noah.
I know you said this when it happened, but just a reminder that Reddick picked up his third foul there towards the end of the half for Lyon County.
And off to Perry. Now out to the aforementioned Reddick. Jack Reddick, 6'3" senior, walked with the basketball. And there haven't been many turnovers by Reddick in this tournament. That is his third tonight. Reddick came in, though, with 14 assists and just 5 turnovers in 3 games. Tonight, they've been even assists and turnovers. Cottrell out high right. Got the rock band here going down to the bottom of his number. Throws a deep right corner. Got it back up from starter. And the missed shot inside and a rebound pulled down by Shoulders. Their leading rebounder at 10.3 a game. He's averaging 6.7 in tournament play and 8.1 in 7 tournament games over 3 years. Got knocked out in the quarterfinals the last 2 years. Perry right in the keyhole, skip it to the near side in front of his own bench to Reddick. Reddick stops at a dime, bounces it inside to Shoulders, pumps it up from 5, no, but did he get an offensive rebound? Jump ball, possession arrow will give it out to Harlan County.
Nice double team that time by Harlan County. As soon as Shoulders had the ball down the low post, he had two men around him, forced him to take a bad shot.
Stay 36-30, Lyon County, but they haven't scored since the 2:44 mark of the first half. Passed up a shot in the corner. Cottrell go to the other side, thrown away on a bounce pass by Caleb Johnson. Up in front, see if that's going to be an intentional foul.
It shouldn't be. Again, Dave Baker and I had this argument earlier. Same player, Trent Noah, who again, he just knows you don't let him, you don't give up a layup. He went for the ball, certainly on that one.
Kirk was the guy driving to the goal. They're not going to call it intentional.
I don't think they should have.
Half the crowd says it is. Half the crowd says it isn't.
Here's the thing. It was intentional. I mean, he wanted to foul him, but it wasn't flagrant. He wasn't trying to hurt him, and he went for the ball.
Here's Kirk with the foul shot. Good. That's his first point. Kirk had a big quarterfinal game. He averages 9.3 in the tournament, doubling his season-long average. One more for the 6'2 sophomore. And on this veteran team, he's the starter. Got them both. It's 38-30. Turnovers have hurt both teams at times. 5 by Harlan County, 6 by Lyon County. Here's Noah, see if he can get it going here. Still had a good day, but his shot not as on target as normal. Now Cottrell, hand off high right to Napier. Back to Huff, who has the leading scoring total. He almost walked. Got it into the corner to Carter. Now to Noah. He'll shoot over. Shoulders and bang it in. That's a good sign. That's a dozen for Noah. And it's down to a 5-point game.
In the semifinal game, he started a little bit slow.
And he has broken the record for most three-pointers in tournament history as a reach-in foul at the top of the key and beyond on Cottrell. But back to Trent Noah with a second three tonight. He has passed the great Chris Lofton from Mason County, went on to play at Tennessee, and he now has more three-pointers in a state tournament than anybody ever. 18 through the 4 games and counting.
Yeah, there's still plenty of time left in this last game.
14-point lead has shrunk to 5. Here is Perry. Now the assignment on him belongs to Napier. Got right around him. Foul line, float the pass low instead, and it's stolen. Shocked he didn't shoot it. They whip it up front to Huff, and we've got a three-point game. That is 14 for Huff. What an outlet pass. Perry, answer. Put into the lane straight away.
All of a sudden, we've got a track meet going on.
Back and forth we go as Perry has 21. Huff, big guy shooting. Hadn't hit a three all tournament long.
They hadn't stopped him from shooting him, though.
Yep. He is 0 for 8 now. He's got a good-looking stroke. They just won't fall.
Well, you
got
to believe that's it, right? I mean, he wouldn't be shooting him here in the state tournament if he hadn't hit some during the season.
He's second on the team in percentage at 43%. He's 0 for 8 in the tournament. They lay off of him. He tried to make him pay, couldn't. Here's Perry whipping a pass baseline. DeBreed LaBuere bought a battle for the ball. Cottrell out of the melee with it, and then it was tipped out of his hands.
Again, Cottrell just being in the right place at the right time. That ball just bounced to him.
40-35 after the bucket. And we have a timeout, a 20-second, 30-second timeout called by the head coach of the Harlan County Black Bears, Kyle Jones. Regional Coach of the Year is Dad Mike Jones, 28 years at Harlan, Harlan County, and Clay County, 613 wins. Adventure awaits you off the beaten path of the foothills of eastern Kentucky, Moorhead and Rowan County. The drive to Moorhead from Lyon County High School in Eddyville, 292 miles. Fans coming from Harlan County are 150 miles from Outdoor Adventure. Plan your next adventure. Let's visit Moorhead.com to find out about it. 4:33 to go, third quarter. And we've had a dandy of a state tournament game here so far. This whole state tournament has been tremendous. Started with 16 down to 2. Lyon County plays D up 40-35. One quarter one, 18-10. Lost quarter two at the end, 20-18. Harlan's won quarter three, 5-4. Straight away three fake. Drive, guys get off their feet, good pump fight, and a bucket for Caleb Johnson. You talked about the non-scoring guys, the guys that don't do a lot, who will rise to the occasion, and we've seen it tonight on both sides of the ledger. And off to Perry, 21 in the game, to the right side from 12, around the rim and out. Rebound by Noah, as Noah pulls down, rebound 5, drives into the lane, stops at a dime. For the tie, it's good. Banked home by Napier, another one of those reserves. And it is 40-40. 14-point lead erased. They erased a 16-point second-half lead. And Perry dribbled it off his foot, but they say he was fouled as he did. And it was a reach and a foul on Brody Napier.
Napier with 6 assists in this game for Harlan County. Picked up, I believe, his first foul there.
On the trigger into Reddick. Out of the corner. And he hit the three. Reddick's had a big game. That's his third three. He has 9. 43-40. Three-pointer straight away. No good. And we're coming the other way. Reddick out of the left corner. Passed it up. Three-point lead. And now Perry's got it. Tracked here by Napier. Perry backs it up near the timeline. On the right side, comes head of the key, got a hand back from shoulders, cuts to the goal, blocked by Noah. Good anticipation by Trent Noah. Throw deep into the corner. Drive, contact, no foul called. Hands up on the bench of Harlan County. They wanted a foul, didn't get it. Good hands up, wall off without fouling. 2:59 in the third quarter. It'll be Harlan County ball down 3 to Lyon County here on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach. And as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef is what's for winners.
UK Healthcare is the number one hospital in Kentucky and the title sponsor of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Time now for the BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award, and tonight we've got to give it to the basketball fans from across the Commonwealth who've absolutely poured into Rupp Arena and have cheered wildly throughout these 15 games. Big numbers coming in tonight. We do not have the official figure yet, but unless my eyes have all of a sudden departed, this is by far easily the biggest crowd that we've had. We'll get the final count, hopefully, before we go off the air tonight. That's our BSN Sports Heart of the Game.
Game was tied at 10, 18-4 run in the first half by Lyon County. And now it's tied at 40 before a field goal moments ago, 26-12 run by Harlan County. They're down three. Noah, elbow right. High left side to Napier, hit a three to tie it. He goes to the foul line, loses the defender. And Brody Napier with five. He had averaged 2.3 in the first three games. One-point game, 240. Third quarter in the state title tilt, 106th edition. Shoulders muscling his way in, drew the foul. As turning hands up, trying to stop him was J.C. Carter. And Shoulders got the harm. He'll go to the line. Shoulders has been quiet. Played a role, a good role in the semifinals. Today, just 2 points for Shoulders. No, make it seven. My bad. Seven for him.
But he was. He got a slow start there in the first quarter. He does have six boards to go along with that.
Missed the foul shot. One more here for Shoulders. Shoulders from the field. 3 of 7. 1 of 2. 0 of 1. Make it 0-2, and Noah gets up and gets the rebound, his seventh to lead.
Harlan County has yet to shoot a foul shot in this game.
Here's Huff. Perry trying to get it from him from behind. Chance to take the lead. Last lead for Harlan was at 5-0. Good pass through the lane, and then Perry got a block, but they say he got body. A good bounce pass to Carter, camping right of the lane, and Perry draws the foul.
Great pass by Cottrell that time. That whole entire defense of Lyon County shifted to one side. Cottrell came into the middle of the lane, got it, immediately took, looked opposite.
Second foul on Perry at 2:17. Foul shot well short for J.C. Carter, 64% foul shooter. Well, our star watch tonight, 21 for Perry, 2 in this quarter. And Noah has 12. One more here for J.C. Carter. Got it. We're on it again at 43. Here comes Reddick. Reddick with 11. Perry, they've given him 19 officially, not 21. Perry inside. Now he has 21. He just waited patiently, used a little muscle, and put it in.
I mean, there's so much skill involved in getting a shot like that up and over.
Three the other way for the lead. Slap his hands together off the left wing. No good by Maddox Huff. 45-43, Lyon County in the ball.
Huff will take a three no matter where he is on the court.
Perry stop and go dribble, shoveling him off to Reddick, and he's fouled on the baseline. And they're going to say the push is on Noah. That'll be his second foul. 1:41 to go in the third quarter of the state tournament title game. As we come to you live from downtown Rupp Arena on the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16.
So we've got the double bonus now for Lyon County the rest of this quarter.
Reddick misses the foul shot again. Five fouls, then you get two. No 1-1 in high school basketball anymore. 72% shooter misses. One more. Didn't shoot the foul shots well earlier today, and they missed two there. Come in a 70% shooting team. They were 11 of 18 in their win earlier. Up by two. Lyon County plays D. Noah squares up from 14. Round the rim. Hanks front rim and drops. We're tied again. 14 for Noah.
Great dribble. Dribble moves that time by Noah, and great footwork.
45-45. They've climbed the mountaintop. Can they get over the top, the Black Bears? Feed into the corner, left side. Breedlove brings it up with a dribble top through a teammate. They get it off to Perry from Kirk. He is guarded by Napier, who has five this quarter. Threw it away.
No, Perry back tipped
it. Did he?
Napier did. Yeah, Napier back tipped
it. Boy, Napier has been a big third quarter factor. Huh? Gives it over left side. Carter passes up the three back to Huff. 46 seconds to go in the quarter. Looking for their first lead since they raced out 5-0. And they've never been ahead since then. Here's Huff. Perry Hawking. Got to watch him. He's got quick hands. Now they switch and put Kirk on Huff. 27 seconds. And a crowding foul called on Kirk. Listen throughout the tournament for off-the-glass shots. Brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider.
It's only the second team foul by Lyon County in this half.
26.6 to go in a tie game. Tied at 45, a 15-9 win so far for Harlan County here in the third quarter. 17 seconds. Huff dribbling. Shadow by Reddick. 12 seconds to go. Noah sets a screen. Perry comes in and fouls him for the third foul.
One of them got him. I don't know which one.
It was on Perry. He thought he had all ball. No, says the official. And on Travis Perry, his third foul with 9 seconds to go in the third quarter. Throw in backward dangerously to Huff. He collects at 8. Across the timeline at 6. Over to the left with 4, and he's grabbed, and that's the good move.
Right.
Some of the crowd reacts, but only the fourth foul, so you stop the incursion there with 3.9 to go.
On the next one. No, actually, they've got two more before they'll shoot at double runners.
Oh, they got it into Huff. They didn't guard him. He missed the three, or it would have been a three-point lead for the first time since they raced out 5-0. 8 minutes to decide a champion in 2024 here at Rupp Arena. Tied at 45 as we go to break on the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Long way.
Remember, Lyon County did not score the last 2:44 of the first half. They had built a 12-point lead and went to 6 at halftime. They've gone dry spell again here at the end of the third quarter. Haven't scored since the 2:06 mark. And we look up and we have 5 ties, 1 lead switch as we muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. Lyon County basketball on the takeout in a 45-45 game. Over to Perry. Three ball, no. Hasn't had as good a shooting second half as he did the first when he had 19 on the board. And they got the offensive rebound off the long kick into the corner by Breedlove. And the head coach, Ryan Perry, calls a timeout. Season of 3 wins, then a loss to Father Tolton in Missouri by 17. Ripped off 17 wins, then 2 losses, including the All-A semifinal to Newport and Henderson County at home, and since then, they've won 15 in a row.
Don't forget to listen throughout this tournament for the Jailbreaker Fast Break, brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor's so good, it should be illegal. Let's go to Carl Nathan.
Sideline Report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. And in the huddle between the third and fourth quarters, Lyon County head coach Ryan Perry saying to his team, we have worked too hard to get to this point. Got to fight to the finish. You don't want to let it slip away. This is our opportunity. Greg?
In the first half, better shooting for Lyon County up until the end of the first half. But here in the second half, Harlan County 6-12, 3-9 for Lyon County. Who makes the big shots? Who makes the big play? Right corner Reddick. He's been good all night. And another one out of the corner is on target. All four of his shots from three that have gone. That stops the dry spell that lasted about 2.5 minutes. And it's 48-45 Lyon County. And it is a foul to reach out on the wing right defensively on Bray Kirk.
First foul in Lyon County in this quarter now. The way Trent Noah just handles the ball and is big as strong as he is.
Third foul of Kirk, three.
And the fact that he can nail a three just about any time he wants to, or at least get one off.
48-48.
But he can just draw fouls all day.
17 for Noah. He's been the best player in this tournament through four games. There's no doubt the way he's played at 48-1, and he has now moved up the ladder in tournament points. We'll give you more on that in a second. Shoulders knocks down Noah, the no harm, no foul, as they did not go either way on that. And shoulders it in, and he has nine, and it's 50-48 Harlan County. Huff turns in the lane and banks it in. That was a right-way auto glass off the glass shot. Right-way auto glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. We are tied at 50. Unofficially, seven ties in this game. 6.5 in regulation. Last night, an overtime win by Harlan County. Shoulders comes right to Perry. Perry tonight with 21, but he's been held down here in half number two. Perry to the lane, feet at left corner, ready. He missed that one. Rebound offensively. Through the lane to Perry, tipped away, got it back, and he's fouled. And the foul called on the reach on J.C. Carter.
Tell you what, just again, the smart basketball by Perry that time. He's not the tallest guy on this court, even on his team, yet he's able to get in there and get those rebounds.
Well, it was actually shoulders that eventually got it and drew the foul. Shoulders a little wider.
Well, I'm not making that mistake again.
Shoulders a little wider of the body. They've got the same haircut, the same look, and they were all battling, and Shoulders the guy that ripped it, and then he got fouled.
But as you and I said the other day, different numbers and different height.
That are the two things you can see.
Yep.
6:07 to go. Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com. I made it the official sports drink of the play-by-play guy last night. I was down on the milk getting ready for this one and the semifinal games. Back in the room, here we go. 50-50, and it's 50-50. Who's going to win?
It was a 14-point lead by Lyon County in that early in the second quarter.
Yeah, they had an 18-4 run, led 28-14, 26-12 run to tie it at 40. And we've gone back and forth since then.
Remember, Harlan County erased a 16-point deficit in the game before this one to win against Devant.
Well, there's blood on a jersey, and so they're going to have to make a change here. Into the game comes Collins. Foul shot good by Shoulders, and he's at 10 points. 21 Perry, 14 record in for Reddick, and now 10 for Shoulders. On the other side, 17 Noah, 16 Huff. Second foul shot good. 11 on the board for Shoulders. 2-point lead, Lyon County. As the clock ticks and talks its way, and right now hits 6 minutes. Huff to Noah. Beat in the paint, Perry. So Noah's Shoulders understood it, saw it, came in, got in front of the passing lane, and made the steal on turnover number 6 for Harlan County. 8 have been made by Lyon County. Now can they put the pedal to the metal up by 2? Shoulders, he's guarded tightly by Carter. Very careful here. Game of cat and mouse. Shoulders trying to break the 5 call. Comes across and does to the far side. Hand off to Perry. Travis Perry, Kentucky Mr. Basketball.
He battles with the tight defensive Napier to the lane, shoots over him and hits it with a hand in his face.
Absolutely great defense that time by Perry. Achieved by Napier. Perry still able to knock it down.
54-50, thread the needle, pass, second, get in the passing lane and steal it by Shoulders.
Shoulders looking like a defensive back down on that low post for Lyon County on defense, just reading the defense, reading the offense.
Accepted a scholarship to Tennessee Martin, but their coach left, so he has reopened his decision to where to go to college. Shoulders left of the lane, dribbling. And a foul with a push. And it's on Carter trying to stop Shoulders, who's winning the one-on-one battle there.
And Carter was saying to the officials, 5 seconds, 5 seconds. There have been quite a few four-second, close to 5 second calls, I think.
Two fouls on Harlan County, one on Lyon County into Perry. After this game was tied at 50 as well as 48, 45 and 40, 4-point lead in the ball. Travis Perry coming left, gives it off to Shoulders, gets it back. This totally aggravated great crossing earlier today, and they had no answer for Perry. 4:22 to go. Perry into the lane, float and fire. Noah Kane, no. Back to back, floaters in the lane. 6-point lead, 25 for Travis Perry.
And that is frustrating. All that dribbling, all that just.
5,475 points in his career now. 4 minutes, down six for Harlan County after a great comeback from 14 down. Noah covered up with a double team, and the head coach sees the trouble with his team. Kyle Jones gets a timeout.
So, again, what I was saying is all that dribbling by Perry, just in and out of defense, in and out, just kind of back and forth around up here close to the top of the key, or actually closer to half court. And at one point got double-teamed and was able to dribble around that down to the lane and had nobody there watching, was able to drain the 10-footer. And that is frustrating.
Let's give you a reset here. 3:53 to go. Six in a row by Lyon County. 56-50 lead. Harlan County has two timeouts left. Lyon County has three. They've only had one foul error in the fourth quarter, two on Harlan County. Remember, you get the five, you get the extra two. The possession arrow does belong to the Black Bears. Our attendance tonight, 13,568. Check Carl's eyes. He said it was the biggest. It's close. The biggest just under 15,000. Had another one over 14,000. Been a great tournament, well supported. It's been fun to watch, and we are not done yet. Here comes Noah. Can he crank one up? Perriani, bounce it to the corner. The three will not fall. Long kicking rebound off the miss by Cottrell and a defensive board. Lyon County inching closer to their dream. As we near the 3.5-minute mark, into the lane, alley-oop, dunk, ready. The assist meister gives it off to Breedlove for the jam. And I hear a cheer from way down in Eddyville for the few left. In trouble, Huff. Got it over left side to Napier. Corner left to Cottrell. Back to Huff. Open. Let it fly. Need it. Got it, Huff. 17 for him, and he's hit five threes tonight. Five-point game. 3 minutes to go. This is where Noah took over. Had 15 points in a 2-minute, 40-second span. That was against Cumberland County. Reddick, this is a good ball-handling team. They've got Reddick in a double team, but he finds Breedlove. Off to Perry. Perry coming to the near side. On a bounce, they go to Reddick. Reddick finds a 13-footer and hit it. They're on a streak from the field.
Harlan County had three defensive players up here at half court guarding one person with the ball, leaving everyone else to play on the other side down in the paint.
Oh, good cross-court pass as they got it to the baseline to Cottrell. He saw a teammate cutting, got the catch, and hit it. 60-55, 2:17 to go. They chase Perry. Skip pass right side, Breedlove. He gets it up to Reddick. Reddick will back it near the timeline. Chased by Cottrell. Into the corner to Breedlove. And a foul. Got to start fouling now.
Well,
that's the third foul in Harlan County. 2:05 to go. You got to know who to foul. We're going to take a timeout for the stretch run. With the ball by five. 2:05 from the finish line here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Greg Stottlemyer, Cameron Mills, Carl Nathy back. You got to play the foul game. 2:05 to go, three fouls, one more, and then the second foul would put them at the line for two tosses. You're down five. This is a hard team to get a steal or to trap on. Great crossing in their loss today. Could not get it done.
Yeah, total turnovers for Lyon County is 8 and 7 for Harlan County. I mean, neither team has really turned the ball over much, but I just watching the frenetic pace of both teams, you would think there'd be so many more turnovers and steals.
60-55. From 14 down, they caught them at 40, did Harlan County, but 8 in a row by Lyon County, their second big run of the day, and they throw it in backcourt to Perry. It looks like he's full of energy despite four games in 5 days. Across the timeline, shadow by Napier to the baseline. Feeds it out high to Reddick. Reddick being chased. I think you got to give a foul up here pretty quick. Tipped away, but run down by shoulders. He flips it off to Reddick. Reddick comes right. Clock ticking down to 1:42 around the shoulders.
Foul somebody at some point.
Now Reddick. He's still got to give a foul up, and they do. Outreaching his huff, that'll be the fourth foul. And now one more, and it'll put him at the line. Who do you not want to foul? What? Well, Perry's an 85% shooter, and 72% Reddick. The best guy to foul is Breedlove, who's down on the block at 54%. They'll try to keep it away from him. Here's Shoulders. Shoulders being chased, and they foul him, Noah, with a little reach foul.
A little being the operative term.
So Shoulders will go to the line. He is at the line tonight where he is 2-4 in the tournament. Brady Shoulders is 11-15 on the year. He's 68%.
I think you're saying Travis Perry has blood on his uniform.
And so they're going to take a timeout and stretch it full, and we'll take a break with them. 1:33 to go. Lyon County, foul shots, leading by five on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop was just handed this figure by the KHSAA. The total attendance for the 4 days of this tournament, 99,915. Attendance at Rupp Arena this week has been fantastic. Greg?
Where are those other 85? They get to 100,000. What a tournament. 60-55.
Lyon County by 5, and foul shots coming for Shoulders.
Now we got blood on a Harlan County player.
And the guy that's going to have to be administered to is Brody Napier. Well, and they'll bring Caleb Johnson. And I think he's upset that he was just told about it.
Well, I think with the thing, I think it was Travis Perry's blood that got on Napier.
So here are the foul shots for Shoulders. The guaranteed two first good. When you're at this point, they're like nails in a coffin if you can hit them.
Well, and just a reminder, in this entire game, with 1:33 left to go in this championship game, Harlan County has shot two foul shots.
This will be foul shot 12. They're 7 of 11. And it's a three-possession game as Shoulders up to 13. Noah tonight held to 17. He has passed Robert Brooks, and he now has the fourth most points in the history of a state tournament. 1 point behind Ronnie Daniel. Richie Farmer second. King Kelly Coleman the most with 185. Good deflection out here on the right wing by Shoulders. They are aggressive in the passing lanes, and Shoulders forced two huge turnovers that helped fuel their 8-0 run to bolt away from a tie ball game at 15.
And then he's almost had two others, that one right there and then one a few minutes ago, just shooting the gap from that low post position.
Down by 7. You don't have to go for a 3 yet. Minute 29 to go into Huff. Huff, high right, 126. Off to Noah. And Shoulders came in and got the jump ball. Possession arrow will belong to Harlan County. Shoulders has been the defensive guru here with the game on the line.
He's reading eyes. He is a step ahead of every pass.
Into Huff, minute 22, down 7. Feed it into Lane. Kick it to the left side to Cottrell. Cottrell back to Noah, fake, move left, round to the left to Huff, need it,
big. And that was Noah who made that one pump fake. He got three Lyon County players up in the air, passed it to Huff.
6-3 of the night for Huff. He has 20, minute 2 to go. They lead by 4. Here comes Perry.
Don't want to foul Perry, but foul Breedlove.
But he's not one to give up the ball. Cottrell reaching for it, Perry dribbling. Got it out to Reddick, back to Perry. Sooner or later, you got to do something. Perry into the lane. Stops in the lane. Got it out high. Get it back. Chasing him. Perry into the lane. Dumps it off to Shoulders. He's fouled. He'll take 2 at the line with his team up by 4 with 41.3 to go. It's a chess match late here at Rupp Arena.
The quickness of Perry, the ball handling skills of Perry, and then the brains of Perry. He knew exactly what he needed to do, and he knew he wanted the ball in his hands. Unless there was a layup, which they almost got from Shoulders.
Shoulders missed his first 2, hit 4 in a row. He's missed 1. Keeping the door open for the comeback kids from Harlan County. 62-58. Lyon County trying to become the latest. And here's another miss. Here we go. 40 seconds to go. Down by 4. Here comes Noah across the timeline. Skips a dangerous pass to the left side to Johnson. Back to Noah. Perry hand-checking him. Hand in the face, 3. No good. Noah just came up short. Glances over at the official.
I think
Kyle Jones upset that there wasn't a hand-check foul.
Well,
there.
I don't think it was even the hand-check. It looked like Perry actually kind of grazed the elbow during Noah's shot. But here's the thing. The coach was complaining about it. Noah did not.
Kirk, 63% shooter, the guy that was fouled when he got the rebound. Ryan Perry gathers the rest of the team around him. Last word to his son, a third foul shot miss in a row. 25 seconds to go. 62-58 Lyon County. One more for Kirk. Trying to make it a 5-point game. Got that one, 5-point game, 63-58 into Huff. Huff across the timeline. Huff with a double team. Back to Noah. Noah fouled.
Oh,
wait, what are they going to say? Are they going to say it was on Perry, a hold before the shot?
Wow, I think that should have been a shot. Noah had that one figured out. He saw the foul coming, and he put that up. That should be 3 shots, I think.
Here's the trigger in by Noah. 19 seconds to go. Got a shooter out of the corner to make it a 2-point game miss. Here comes Perry, and they grab him with 13.2 to go. 2 great chances to hit threes and tighten it to 1 possession. Lyon County's huge crowd to our left knows they're on the doorstep of destiny. And who's at the line? None other than Travis Perry, Kentucky Mr. Basketball. And the childhood dreams flowing in, looks over at his dad, shakes his head, played with shoulders since they were in second grade. That one's good as well, 65-58. Here comes Huff. Huff from 30. Missed it. 8 seconds to go. Rebound. Breedlove up ahead. Off to shoulders for the dunk. And a legend adds to his legend as Travis Perry and his teammates win the title. Lyon County is the 2024 Kentucky Boys Basketball State Championship. Yes, childhood dreams do come true in the bluegrass.
What a way to punctuate the win with that slam by shoulders at the end.
Well, they were the team that came in here with everything ahead of them. And after getting knocked out in the quarterfinals by the eventual runners-up, Covington Catholic and GRC of the last two tournaments, they turn in the other team to a runner-up in Harlan County, but not before a fight. Let's pause. 10 seconds. Station identification here on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Well, we've talked about runs, and it was an 8-0 run from a 50-yard game and a 17-8 finish. Harlan County just couldn't get those deep threes to fall today, 39%, 11 of 28. And we've got the head coach with Carl Nafee.
And an emotional Ryan Perry it is. You deserve this. You earned it. What about it?
It's amazing. It feels awesome, you know, but first of all, hats off to that team over there. I mean, that's a really good basketball team, really well coached. Trent Noah's as good as there is in the country. He deserves everything he's getting. We love him. We love his family. Just a class act kid. That's a great bunch. That's a good bunch over there. But I'm so proud of these guys. They work so hard, and they deserve it all.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ryan Perry, the head coach, going to try and move in here with Travis Perry, Mr. Basketball.
Played hard. Four games, and I don't even know what to say. It's awesome. It feels awesome. You know, that's the first thing. When Brady dunked that ball at the buzzer, just how happy I was to be on the court playing for him. You know, the last game I'll ever get to play with him on the sidelines is just awesome.
All right. There you hear it from Travis Perry getting some of his comments. And he had 27 points tonight. He's Mr. Basketball. I do have a little tidbit, Greg, if you'll allow me to get it in here. First player since J.R. Van Hoos with the 1996 Paintsville team to be a player that has 3,000 or more points, is awarded Mr. Basketball, and is part of a state championship team. Travis Perry, his dad, family, all of Eddyville and Lyon County, they got to be just ecstatic. Right now they're very emotional. Back to you.
Also the fifth team and the sixth time a Class A team has won a state title, in the first since Paintsville in 1996. Here's your final. Lyon County 67, Harlan County 58. Glad you're along with us on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Cave Run Clinic Pharmacy, proud to sponsor Sweet 16 Basketball on 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Are you considering a new home purchase or needing to cover some unexpected expenses? You need a stable partner you can trust to help you understand your options. This is John Rhodes, a loan officer at Whitaker Bank, located at 140 East Main Street here in Moorhead. As part of your community, I'm here to help you understand the best options for you today and in the future. Give me a call at 606-780-8345 and let me show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Whitaker Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Caskey's Gun and Pawn.
Here comes Huff. Huff from 30. Missed it. 8 seconds to go. Rebound. Breedlove. Up ahead. Off to shoulders for the dunk. And a legend adds to his legend as Travis Perry and his teammates win the title. Lyon County is the 2024 Kentucky Boys Basketball State Championships. All right, so that's the way it sounded as we called it moments ago here at Rupp Arena. 67-58, Lyon County wins the championship after coming up short in the quarters the last 2 years. The dad seeing his son, Mr. Basketball, and the state tournament champion, and he is our Blue Oval Electrifying Player of the Game, Travis Perry. Electrifying Player of the Game, presented as always by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at blueovalsk.com. Travis Perry ends tonight with 27. So let's close book. Let's close the book.
How many does that give him lifetime here?
Let me get my abacus out. 5,481 points. He falls just 12 points shy of Bruce Williams, number 5 all-time in the nation. So Perry, all-time leading scorer in high school basketball in the state of Kentucky, 6th most points in the nation over the years, and quite an accomplishment for him. He played basketball with Brady Shoulders since 2nd grade. They were built for this. They wanted it, and they got it over a Harlan County team that, hats off to, what a tournament for Trent Noah as he ended up here tonight with 17 while Huff had 22. Huff had a tough shooting tournament. He came into this tournament at 14 of 18 in the first three games, 4 of 18, and tonight he was on fire, 6 of 11. Noah, who had 48 last night in the quarterfinals, ended 7 of 15 tonight, 3 of 9 from 3. He did have 9 rebounds, and Noah, as we said, ends up the 4th most points in the history of a tournament. Robert Brooks, he passed only Ronnie Daniel, Richie Farmer, and King Kelly Coleman had more points in 4 games in the tournament.
Absolutely. I mean, regardless of what happened in this game, we knew we were seeing 2 of the best players in the state of Kentucky, in Noah and Perry. And they, in the tournament overall, both of them absolutely showed up and showed who they were.
So Lyon County gets 27 from Perry, 15 from Shoulders, 16 from Reddick. And on the other side, as we said, the two guys that came into this game scoring through the first three games of this tournament, 79% of their team's points, did it again with combined 39 of the 58, 22 by Huff, 17 by Noah. And our Kentucky Beef Council Pro Team Power Rebounder of the game is Trent Noah with 9. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. It'll be quite a parade down the parkway, the West Kentucky Parkway to Eddyville. But that'll be later. We've got more to do here. Final score in the title game. Lyon County 67, Harlan County 58, here on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
the undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game. You love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. So you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Trifecta, you betcha. Tonight, for the guy that has been named earlier, Kentucky Mr. Basketball. Then he wins MVP as his team wins the state championship, Travis Perry. Cameron, you've been on the college side of this elation. You've been on the high school side of being runner-up.
Right.
You can feel both pains, but both teams should hang their head high on this one. This was a great tournament. And the Black Bears and the Lions were in the final. What are your final thoughts?
Well, I think the thing that stands out the most is Lyon County, this is their third year in a row of being in this tournament. And going out early to eventual championship game contenders. And yet they stayed with it. They didn't quit. They went home. They rebuilt. They continued to get better and better. And now, finally, 3 years later, they're holding the trophy and will hold a banner in their gym here shortly.
All right, Carl Nathie has done our sideline reporting for both the boys and girls tournaments. Carl, your final thoughts on this one here at the Sweet 16.
What a week. What a week. And I think this will silence some critics for a while at least. People that say, why are you still having the Sweet 16 and why are you still having the little schools play the big schools that are 10 times bigger? That's one thing. Well, they shot that down this week with Harlan County and Lyon County, 293 students. But also, there were people that, once COVID hit, before that, even before COVID, some said, hey, this tournament's not what it used to be. Well, this week it felt like what it used to feel like, and that's a great thing.
Well said by both of you guys. This was a game of runs. Basketball is a game of runs. It was a 5-0 lead to start by Harlan County. And then an 18-4 answer by Lyon County, built a 14-point lead. We know what Harlan County does. Look at these guys. Maddox played 132 minutes. That's all you can play. Played the entire game and the entire tournament. Trent Noah played all but 1 minute. They ran out of gas a little bit. But the chasing they had to do of Lyon County, part of it, as they caught him, tied him at 50 for the last time, an 8-0 run and a 17-8 end. And it ends up being Lyon County 67-58. We've had fun. We'll have a wrap-up of it when we come back to Rupp Arena to say goodbye to you. Here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
At Holbrook Drug, we pride ourselves on our lightning-fast prescription service. Your time is valuable, so we make sure you get your medications quickly and accurately. But that's not all. Craving a delicious treat? Try our milkshake bar with over 36 flavors. And don't forget, our gift shop has everything from thoughtful gifts to everyday essentials. Holbrook Drug is your one-stop shop for health, happiness, and convenience. Stop in 208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Community Recycling Center in Moorhead wants to help you help the environment. They offer paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Rowan County residents, community groups, and businesses. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA compliant. Drop off or pick up by appointment 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center keeping the environment clean and green. Call 784-1250, check Facebook, or go online at moorheadrecycling.org.
The Sweet 16, presented in part by Cave Run Pharmacy.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this year's broadcast of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Cameron Mills and Mina Todd offered analysis and color. Carl Nathy was our broadcast host and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer, executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Stottlemyre, who along with also Dave Baker, he brought us our play-by-play of this year's games. And again, the final score in the final, Lyon County 67 and Harlan County 58. Lyon County crowned Kentucky's 2024 Boys State High School Basketball Champion. And they get the MVP, Kentucky's Mr. Basketball as well, in Travis Perry. And off to the left, they're climbing the ladder and cutting down the nets. Everybody's dream here in Kentucky, doing it at Rupp Arena. We say so long from Lexington, Kentucky. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.